This is HPR episode 2004 entitled, A First Look at the OMB35T. It is hosted by Anibill and is about 36 minutes long. The summary is, you are along for the ride as Anibill takes his first look at another inexpensive multimeter.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is NY Bill, and I'm here with another multimeter review. I don't know if we're up to a series now with this or not, but I was just looking around online. I forget what I was looking for. It wasn't for a meter. But I'm on Amazon, and somehow this comes up, and, you know, people also bought. And I had never seen this meter before. And when meters get down into, like, the $35 range, like, in there, you know, $25, $35, sometimes I get, like, I laugh. And I just wonder, you know, what could be coming out of China for $35 and how good could it be? So I kind of just ordered it spur of the moment. And I thought, you know, why not when I just open it up and play around with it first of all, just like kind of do a little unboxing. You're just going to have to pretend this is YouTube and you can see a box opening right now. So I just took a picture of it and I'll take a few pictures as I go along. I'll put them up in the show notes. This is a company called Owon, O-W-O-N. Now, I've noticed that stuff coming out of China will just get rebranded, you know, 16 different ways, and it's all, like the Unity meters that I previously did a review on, I see them under like 6 or 7 different name brands, and sometimes they just change the color, sometimes they change the names, but they're all out there. So anyways, this one is an O-W-O-N, Owon, I guess we're going to say, and let's see, the description is Owon B35T multimeter with Bluetooth. That's why I bought this. It has Bluetooth. It just made me laugh, and so I had to get it for $35. I see this same meter going for about $60. That seems to be with a carry case and like extra leads and alligator clips. I don't even know what type of leads are in here yet, but I don't think they stuffed a case in here too. Maybe they did. I'm looking at a cardboard box at the moment. But I saw this for $35, you know, it wasn't the $60 price range, I saw it for $47. Once I got to $35, I just pulled the trigger on it. When I researched it a bit before I bought it, there is a B35 out there. That is an analog, or not an analog, that's a digital auto-ranging meter. And what I recommend you get, and what I've recommended in the past, is a true RMS meter, which will read AC voltage, the sine wave, and give you a proper reading with, you know, root mean square, not, you know, peak to peak or not average as it goes along the sine. It's actually doing the math and telling you how much power that sine wave is giving you. So the T is what you want, B35T. That is the true RMS. So, okay, let me open this beast up. Oh, they did give a little case. There is a little black case. I'll have to take a picture of that too. Little black carry case. Oh, another thing this had, which I found lacking in the Unity, which I don't think this is going to replace the Unity. I can already tell by looking at the specs that, let's see, that's over here. Unity, I always forget the model number of this thing. Unity UT61E. If you look in HPR back in some of my shows, I did a review of this meter, and this is the meter I like to carry and use for electronics use. The Owon, I just got such a kick out of this Bluetooth thing, I just got to see it. Just download an app, and it's going to send the meter's readings and logging up to my Android phone. I can't believe for $35 they can do this. All right, let me open this thing up. Okay, it's blue. If you hear, oh, it's lighter than I thought it would be. Maybe the batteries aren't in it yet. Yeah, I don't think there's a battery in it yet. Let me get a screwdriver. You're just along for the ride now. Which one of you can tell me where my screwdrivers are? They were on the computer desk, not where they should be. It takes two double A's, which they did not provide, so let me go get some batteries as well. If you can hear any wildlife sounds, it's because I finally have the windows open. And the computer, or the electronics bench is right under a window. Finally feels like spring. This is conversation. This is battery insertion. Battery insertion filibuster in there. All right, the battery's in. Before I turn it on, I'll just see what else we got here. Leads. Does give you leads. I see a multifunction socket. I'm not sure what that is. Leads. Ooh, the leads feel better than the Unity. Soft cabling. The Unity ones just kind of stay bunched up. They do have... Oh, they have end protectors. Oh, they're on there tight. Oh! They have the end caps. I'll just take a picture of this too. They have the end caps, and then they have the... retention screw on the probe itself, so you can screw in accessories instead of just sliding them on and you get an imprecise connection, let's say an alligator clip. These ones screw on, you're sure you got a nice tight connection. See if I can zoom in on that. Got a temperature probe. Oh, that must go. Oh no. Oh, it's one of those. Okay. I don't know which type of temperature probe, but I suppose I could play with that too. Now I need a knife. I should prepare this better and have the stuff laid out. You do get alligator clips with it. So these must be the screw-on type. Well, as inexpensive meters go, the probes and these screw-on accessories, they're beating the Unity. Not that this is a... Oh, wait. Yeah, screw-on alligator clips with a nice, tight, threaded retention. This isn't a challenge between Unity and Oon here. I'm just, if you listen to my previous review, I might have bashed the probes a bit. I don't even use the Unity probes. I bought a set of X-Tech probes that I like better. Okay, this little multifunction tool is very similar to the, again, if you heard my Unity review, it comes with this little doohickey that you can insert into the I'm not sure where because this doesn't really line up. Insert into the meter, and then you can put in like resistors, capacitors, through-hole leads to see what the capacitance is. This one will also do NPN, PNP transistors, but it does not have the pads like the Unity did, where you can place surface mount components on there with a pair of tweezers that if you twist your tweezers, the part goes flying and it's lost into the nap of the rug, and you will never get it back. I'm speaking from experience there. Okay, that's all the parts. Let me see. So there it says, Oon B35T, true RMS, digital multimeter. Volts. Let's see. I'm going to turn it on for the first time. See if we get a beep. No beep. Defaults to DC. I like that for electronics. Let me see how you change it. Range. Select. Select. Yep, press select. You can go AC, DC. That's good. I like. Then we go to millivolts. Defaults to DC again. Select is AC. Next range is diode checking. Looks like capacitance, resistance, and continuity. Yep, you can just cycle through those with select. Next function is hertz. Next function is F. H? F-E, what could that be? Frequency? I'm going to look in the book. Let's see if the book is in English. HFE is transistor measurement. Okay, so it has its own selector for its own spot on the rotary switch for transistors. Interesting. Next one is temperature. I forget if the Unity had temperature. I'd never used that feature. I mean, even at work on my Flukes, I don't check the temperature of anything. But there you go. You got temperature, and you got some probes. I don't know if they're K-type or what, but I got some temperature probe now. Actually, that would come in handy because I was recently trying to troubleshoot a board, and I had a feeling that something was overheating and then causing a chip to go crazy. So maybe I should look into... maybe the spec sheet of that chip and that component will tell me what temperature should operate at, and I can watch it with a meter and the temperature probe and see if it exceeds its specifications. Okay, next one is microamps, milliamps, and amps. What does it have for amps? Whoa, it says you can put this thing in with 20 amps of current at 250 volts going through the meter. I'm going to have to open this up later and check the fuses and stuff. That's substantial. Each 15 minute max, 10 second. Maximum 20 amps at 250 volts, which is huge. Each 15 minutes, maximum 10 seconds. Okay, so they want you to, you can check 20 amps worth of current going through this little cheap $30 meter, and you can check it only for 10 seconds, and then you'll have to let the meter cool down for 15 minutes. So, okay, this is interesting. Oh, let me put the thing aside. Okay, another thing this has, which I really like, is a backlight. Let me see if it works. That's hold if you want one, and if I long hold. Yeah, nice little, I'll take a picture of that. It's a nice little, looks white, almost kind of a bluish white. It looks good. Let me take this... the screen protector off. Oh, and well, by the time I got the camera, the light went out, so it doesn't stay on for very long. There we go. Maybe like 10 seconds. And what's this other button? Oh, the other button is Bluetooth. There's two blue buttons. One is light and hold. One is Bluetooth. So I think what I'll do is I'll turn on my Keithley 2110 bench meter. I'll turn on the Unity and I'll turn on this O-on and I'll turn on the bench power supply and I'll take some readings with all three of them and see how they do with, you know, I'll run the bench power supply up from 0 to 30 volts and then we can I'll get my decade resistance box and I can check out some resistance, and I have some capacitance settings, so let me see how they all stack up together. Gotta power everything on. I have to go find my probes for the Unity, because it was in a bag. Oh, that was the reason I was having trouble getting the O-ons. Probe protectors off. Probe protector is a little cap that goes over the like 3/4 of an inch of the metal probe and just lets a little tip stick out. So if you're in something delicate, you're on like an IC, you're in there, you just want to probe with the very tip. You don't want to lay your 3/4 of an inch of metal down in there somewhere and short something out to a capacitor or what have you. So the probe protectors, they screw in as well to that threaded insert. That's good. That's the Unity coming on. The Keithley is ready. My bench power supply just happens to be set at 9.3 volts from a project I was working on recently. So, let me see. Connect up the Unity, connect up the OAN. Now I have way too many leads, and they're all braiding together. I can tell I'm going to have to cut out some silence in this one. Oh, that's weird. I'm pushing in on the OAN. I'm pushing the probe in and it doesn't feel very good. You really have to push in quite hard. That's not so great. Oh, I'm really shoving that in there. Yeah, this is a fail here. Wow. Something about these OAN probes. Oh, it might be the socket on the OAN itself. Yes, that's me banging on the meter. No kidding. I think the probes are a failure. The black probe will not go in. It's like it's too fat. Ah, I'm gonna have to go get other probes. Wonder if this will fit in. Does it fit in the Keithley? No. Does it fit in the Unity? Yes. But I think the Unity has a split barrel. It does. Inside there's a split barrel on the Unity to accept the male end of the probe. I bet the OAN does not have a split barrel. And the male end of this black probe is too fat to fit in there. I was really squeezing on it. I'll have to look at that more later, but for now, I'm going to get another set of probes. Let's try these X-Tech ones that I like. Yep, they fit in. They're tight. Tight is good. But oh my goodness, those other probes were bad. I'll get the alligator clips for the... Oh, these X-Tech probes that I like. Maybe I'll take a picture of these. I'll take a picture of the three different styles of probes. Wow, this is going to get confusing. I have way too many probes on the table here. Okay, I'll take a picture of this. Now you actually get to hear the pictures being taken as well. Okay, if you look at this picture, I'll post it up. On the left is the OAN probe. And if you can see the, like, 3/4 of an inch of the probe, the business end of it, at the bottom is about 1/4 inch of threads. And that's what's going to hold the alligator clip and the probe protectors on. The next one over, the darker red, is the X-Tech ones that I like. Oh, I should show you that too. Let me pull that off. Here, I'll take a second picture like this. The second picture with my thumb in there is showing that X-Tech probe as well. And what it is you can pull the probe apart, and what you have is another banana connector that can you, so you can couple 2 meters together, or you can get an accessory like the, let me take another picture. There you go. So I'm holding the banana connector of the probe. And it just came out. You can see the probe right underneath it. Next to that is another insert that will go in and turn the probe into a little mini pincer for getting on like a IC or very small components, a little tiny alligator clip. And then somewhere around here, which I don't know where they are, oh, is another accessory you can stick on there. So I'm putting the probe part back into the banana socket, which could, like I said, you can daisy chain meters with this. And then if you look at the tip of it, You can see it's got like a flared out piece that spins around, and what that is like a banana clip. It's like another banana clip. So you can just stick that right into a meter and go right in. You can stick your probe tip into a meter socket, if any of that makes any sense. So we'll go back to that previous picture. So on the left was my Keithley, I hope. That's what I had. No, I didn't. Let me put them back the way they were. So I described them correctly. There it is. So the left was the Oon with the threaded insert type probe. The next one was the X-Tech that had the it can come apart and become a socket to go into another meter, or it has the little banana clip on the probe that you can actually probe into another socket. The next one over is my Keithley bench meter. This is they shroud the probe. If you look at it, it should be like a three quarters of a piece of metal probe there, but they have it shrouded in a plastic. So this one, you have no choice but to just probe little things. You just probe exactly what you want. If you need more probe on your probe, more metal, you go get something else. These are nice probes. And the last one is the ones that come with the Unity. They do have a little bit of probe shielding, like built in, like the Keithley, but then they still stick out three quarters of an inch of, metal there. So I don't know why they do that. Okay, back to where I was. We're gonna check voltage. Oh, as I'm doing it, the X-Tech, that little flared out piece on the probe that I said you can also stick into a meter, that grabs their alligator clip accessory as well. So I just slid the alligator clips onto it. And these alligator clips are nice. They shield right up through the whole entire tip of the alligator. I should probably put a link to this set in the show notes because it's only like $15 and it's a pretty good set of probes. Okay, there's 2 meters hooked up, and I'll just hold the probes on the Keithley. So power supply is at 9.3 volts DC. Unity is 9.324. The Oon is 9.30, so it's kind of showing a discrepancy. The Keithley would, let's say the Keithley is going to be the bench standard here because that's going to be the best meter on the bench. Keithley is showing, hold the probes in the right hands, Bill. I was staring at the Keithley wondering why it's giving me negative voltage. I had the black and the red in the wrong hands. Okay, let's go back again. Unity 9.324. And as you can see, I'm saying the 0.324. I'm going to get to that later. That's why the Unity is still going to win for me. You can see it has more resolution. Oon 9.30. There's a discrepancy there. And the Keithley, which is going to be the bench standard for this bench because it's a pretty good meter, 9.3248. So again, the Unity is like spot on. The Keithley, I know, is going to be pretty darn good. The Oon is showing low. Try another range. I'll go coarse. Let's go something lower. I got 1.4 volts DC. I'll check these out. The Unity is showing 1.395, so that's 1.4. Just round up. That 9's got to go up, and that, yep, it just got to it. 1.400. Unity spot on. The Oon is 1.399, which, and it just came up to 4, and if the 9 you round up, so that's right on. And the Keithley is bang on 1.40. Let's go, maybe it's having a little trouble with it. Let's go to a higher voltage. Let's go right up to 30. Okay, my bench power supply, which is 0 to 30 volts DC, it's maxing out at 31.4 volts. So, oh, I just switched the probes again in my hand. Let's see what this does. Unity 3142. Oon 3137. And the Keithley 31.444. So, Keithley, Unity, spot on. Wow, this is a lot of probes on the table. What am I doing here? Okay, I have. What is something beeping at me for? Ah! I think the Oon just beeped at me because I'm in the wrong measurement. I still have it in voltage DC, and I think it knows I just hooked up a resistive load. And it's beeping that I'm in the wrong setting, which is good. So let me go up to ohms, ohms on the on. Set the Keith Lee to ohms 2-wire. And what is the substitution box on? Let's go... that should be 200K right there. The unity is showing 2.10, so 2K. The O-on is bouncing all over like a madman. I wonder if I'm getting interference from the other meters. I should try these all just singly. Okay, my decade resistance box is not the best. I'm sure these are not precision resistors. This was another kit. Jeez, I should have done. Oh, there's another HPR maybe. I can tell about the decade resistor box and the decade capacitor box that I built. Just for hobby use, these are not precision. I have 100K dialed in on the substitution box. Let's see what the Keith Lee says. Keith Lee says 98.8 ohms. So that's pretty good. There we are. The on says 98.8. Unity says 98.7. This is all good. This is all within range. Let's go up to 1000K. I'll go backwards now because I have the probes in my hand. Unity 0.99 meg. That's good. O-on. This is a lot of probes. .997 meg. And the Keith Lee. .997. Okay, resistance is pretty good. Okay, that's a pass. The voltage, we still had some little problems. The resolution, I should talk about that on the O-on. They say it's 3 5/6. What did they call it? It's crazy. 3 5/6 display? I don't even know what that is, but the nearest I could do calculating that to counts is just a 6,000 count meter. The Unity is a 22,000 count meter. You're going to get more resolution. If you heard me back then, I was saying this has 0.000, point one, you know, blah, blah, blah. It had three digits of resolution behind the decimal point. My Keith Lee 2110 is a 5.5-digit meter, and that will give you 4 dot blah, 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 you know, or did I do 4 blahs there? You got to count, go back and count them. It'll give you more resolution. So of the 3 meters on the bench, the Keith Lee has the most resolution. Next up is the Unity, and least is the O-on. Now, I think I have to go download the app and see if this Bluetooth stuff works, which is the whole reason they got $35 out of my pocket. Oh, before I do the Bluetooth, I just remembered I didn't do the continuity test, which is pretty important for a meter. Oh, I'm already in ohms. Let me go in ohms. And another thing I'm going to do, I didn't read the manual, but I don't know if this has an auto time off, an auto shut off, which I find really handy. So I'm just going to leave this meter run for, you know, 20 minutes while I'm trying to download this Bluetooth stuff, if it takes that long, and see if it auto times out. So, continuity. Let's go up to ohms, select. There's diode test, continuity. So let's see how quick it is. It's reasonable. It's not a fluke. Let me see my Keith Lee here. See, my Keith Lee, as soon as you touch it, bang, it goes. I don't have my fluke here. It's at work. This one has a little delay in it. This would probably be better as a video, but let me see the... I know I've done the Unity before, but let me see how it compares with the O-on here. Let me go to... Oh, Unity wins again. That's... You know what? That's faster than my Keith Lee. Now, it's about on par. again, the Unity, it just surprises me the meter you get for the money. The continuity is really good. The O-on takes just this little split second when you touch the probes together to register, but it's a good clear beep. The reason you want a really fast continuity is, let's say you're having a trouble with a board, and you know you're having trouble at this wire that leaves the board right here, but you don't know where that wire goes on the whole entire board. It might go up to a, you know, quad flat pack IC that's got, you know, 300 connections on it. And what you want to do is hold the probe on the bad wire, go up to that flat pack, and just drag your probe along all those hundreds and hundreds of connections. And you want a fast continuity, because as you drag, you don't want to drag, like, you don't want it to take 10 minutes. You want to go pretty fast, and you want it to pick up quickly, like right where this wire goes to this connection on this IC, or vice versa, you know, probing around looking for a resistor or what have you. Faster is better. But this O-on is acceptable, and it latches, and it's not scratchy. So, not bad, but again, the Unity's beating it. I know my Fluke beats it. This Keithley beats it. But again, we're talking about a $35 meter. So, all right, now I'm going to go get the Bluetooth stuff. Okay, I have it downloaded. It wasn't clear looking through the manual where to get the download from, and then I noticed on the back of the manual, it has a QR code. So I just scanned that, and it took me right to the Bluetooth section of their webpage, and I downloaded the, here it is, BT. Which one do I want to install? I downloaded two because I wasn't sure which one to use. I think it's going to be this one. So let me install it. Unknown sources. Let it through. I hope this is not installing backdoors on my phone because this stuff is from who knows where. App installed. Open. Oh, look at that. It says no device. I'll take a picture of this. Well, that was easy. It's an easy install. Let's see how it works. So there's, it says no input, no device. So now I guess I'd have to do some pairing. It says to hold down this, oh, I just lost it. Where'd it go? Multimeter. Hold down the Bluetooth button on the O-on. Settings. Bluetooth. Pair with device, scan, O-on B35T, there it is. I'll select that. Pairing. I'm just letting you know, I mean, I'm doing this live so you can see if it's a pain in the butt or not. While it's pairing, I'm looking at the O-on. 1000 volts Cat3 rated for a $35 meter. Unable to communicate with O-on B. So let me go back to the instructions. I'm flipping through the instructions. They don't call it continuity. They call it a buzzer feature. You have a buzzer feature. Okay. I cannot get this to pair so far. This is going to take some troubleshooting. It might be something I'm doing wrong. Error. Unable to communicate with O-on B35T. I turned on make rogue access point, but visible by near rogue access point is the name of my Bluetooth. So anybody scanning for Bluetooth in a coffee shop or something is not going to want to click on rogue access point. That's my phone. I made it visible. I click on the O-on. It tries to pair and it does not pair. So I think this is going to be a two-part HPR because I've gone on long enough. I'm going to try and get this to pair. I'm going to do some troubleshooting online. I'll let you know what I found. I'll let you know if it was my fault or if it's a fault of the meter. I'm sure it's just something I'm doing wrong. And then in that second part, what I'm going to do is take this meter apart and have a look inside. Look, you know, they're saying 1000 volt Cat3 and you have a buzzer. So let's take a look inside this meter and see how it's built, see how the fuses are, see if there's any protection in there or, you know, the cutouts on the board and all that stuff. So, okay, we'll get two HPRs out of this. So, if anybody wants to contact me, I know I've been, like, quiet lately on the social internets because our company, our family business, merged in with a larger company. So I have more responsibilities now, and I have a people I need to work with and stuff. So I'm not like around a computer as much as I used to be. So I'm not, just constantly, denting people and stuff like that. But I'm still alive. So I'm still around on GNU Social slash Identica stuff as NY Bill at SY S yeah. NY Bill at sn.gunmonkeynet.net, and email is still nybill@gunmonkeynet.net. And I will check the comments and we can have a conversation in there if you like. So until part two of this meter review, I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.